This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, war, otherwise known as Wayne Allen Root. The show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. No notes, no scripts, no teleprompters, no assistants in the room with me. Nobody feeding me articles. It's just me. I choose the articles, and I spend the 3 hours and an hour on TV ranting and raving and reacting to all the biggest news stories in America off the cuff, shooting from the hip, pedal to the metal, balls to the walls. 18 years ago today, Islamic killers attacked the U.S. homeland. Never forget that. It wasn't planes flying into the World Trade Center that killed those people. It was planes flown by Islamic terrorists who hate America, hate Christians, hate Jews, hate Israel, who flew into that Pentagon and the World Trade Center and that Pennsylvania field and killed all those wonderful people who their families never get to see them ever again. Some of whom had to jump out of a tower and fall 100-plus stories to their death. Most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life. New York Times today saying airplanes killed thousands on 9/11. Can you imagine? And one of the kids who never saw his mom again, Nicholas Haros Jr., basically shamed Ilhan Omar and the Quad Squad because they said some people did something that day. And he said, no, some people didn't do something. Islamic extremists did something. And they killed my mom. President Trump celebrates, bombs the crap out of ISIS on a Tigris River island. Great job, President Trump. And President Trump warns radical Islamic terrorists not to return to America. During a 9/11 commemoration ceremony at the Pentagon, he acknowledged in his speech that he had peace talks scheduled with the Taliban at Camp David, but called them off after they took responsibility for a suicide bombing in Kabul that killed 12 people, including an American soldier. They thought they would use that attack to show strength, but actually what they showed us is an unrelenting weakness, Trump said. In the days since the attack in Kabul, America had escalated attacks against the Taliban. He will continue to fight terrorism, he said. If for any reason they come back to our country, we will go wherever they are and use power the likes of which the United States has never used before. They will have never seen anything like what will happen to them. No enemy on earth can match the overwhelming strength, skill, and might of America's armed forces. He also saluted the heroes of the military. They've crossed seas, climbed mountains, trekked through deserts, and rushed into enemy compounds to face down the threat of radical Islamic terrorism. See, he says those words. He recalled the nearly 7,000 military members who have died in the fight against terrorism. We do not see conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and iron will of the American spirit, and that spirit is unbreakable, says Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. As he says that, Al-Qaeda's chief issues a 9/11 video, a new 9/11 video, urging new attacks on the U.S., Europe, Russia, and Israel. The new Al-Qaeda chairman, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has released a new video message urging his followers to attack the U.S., Europe, Russia, and Israel. All right, the other big news of the day, by the way, and then we're going to come back to a very emotional audio tape I've got for you, but I want to mention a breaking story. Supreme Court allows Trump asylum restrictions to take effect, and I think it's just desserts. It's perfect timing. It's absolutely perfect timing because immigration and illegal immigration and border security and the wall and letting people in and people saying asylum, all of it is tied in with terrorism. Don't you see that? If they can't get in, they can't attack you. Trump's trying to stop them from getting in. And so the Supreme Court has backed Donald Trump, and he says you can have those asylum restrictions. If you come from Central America through Mexico, you cannot come into America. You have to wait in Mexico while a court decides if they will honor your asylum claims. And if they don't, you never get to come into this country. That's good stuff. That's good stuff for American security. All right, Chris, do me a favor. Play that tape now. I want all of us to go back in time so we never forget the morning of September 11th, 2001.
September 11th, 2001.
A date which will live in infamy.
Ago, something believed to be a plane crashed into the south tower of the World Trade Center.
Very, very sketchy details reaching us here at Sky Center. Important enough to bring to you, though, at this early stage, we believe that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. That happened within the last few moments. No details at this stage as to what sort of plane it is.
There has been some sort of explosion. We don't fully know the details. There is one report, as of yet unconfirmed, that a plane has hit the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow.
We just saw.
Oh, my goodness.
You're looking at another live picture right now. Oh, my goodness.
Of what I believe was a plane that just hit
another plane.
This
Tower
does
not
two.
Look like an accident of any kind at this point. You hate to say the words, but what comes to mind right now, terrorist attack.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
There is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon. It would appear that there has been another major explosion, this one in the nation's capital.
This has touched Pittsburgh. There is the crash scene. This is near Shanksville, Stony Creek Township, Somerset County, Lambertsville Road. There you see the crater, and there's really nothing left of that plane.
Oh, look at the second tower. You're going to second tower. You're looking at this live right now.
Okay.
Both towers now completely destroyed of the World Trade Center. You have no idea how many people may have been in those buildings. We have no idea. It's right before your very eyes.
The World Trade Center is gone, ladies and gentlemen.
In the spirit of the Irish people, Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my royal Irish ass.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people...
It's been all these years. I've heard that so many times. If you don't get emotional over that still to this moment, there's something wrong with you. Crying here. Wow. And I don't cry. And, you know, the hairs on my body sticking up. Just amazing. And by the way, that's the 18th anniversary. It's been 18 years, and I've never heard one part of that. Thank you, Chris O'Sullivan, for putting that together, my board op and associate producer of the show, and he put together a beautiful tape and a beautiful recollection of what happened, but I've never before heard the kiss my royal Irish ass. Osama bin Laden can kiss my royal Irish ass. That's that was at the event held, I guess, inside Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that was I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that was on for the concert for New York, which raised a lot of millions of dollars for the families of the first responders
at Madison Square Garden.
At the Garden, yeah. And when he did that, right in front of, and I got to admit, he did it right in front of Thomas Van Essen. May he rest in peace.
Were you there?
No, but I watched it as it happened. And what was funny was a lot of the networks, because there were a lot of F-bombs dropped, did not dump a lot of that show. They just let it go. And when Thomas Van Essen was just looking down, he had a grin on his face. It was a thing of beauty. But, you know, he was honoring his brother, John Moran, who had passed away in the towers when the attack had occurred. So he was amongst the 343. But, yeah, it was, that concert was just such a raw New York event with raw New York emotion, not just for New Yorkers, but for the country. So,
all right. Thank you, Chris O'Sullivan, for putting it all together. Great piece. Great piece. And just a terrible moment in all of our lives, terrible moment in American history. A terrible moment for patriots, people like me who just love the country, people like you listening right now who love the country. Boy, did we take a whack that day. But we came back at them, and we hit them hard. And I think we got our revenge. And what more can you say? I mean, war is hell. Nothing good comes from any of it. Just terrible stuff. All those kids who grew up without fathers, who died that day in the World Trade Center, and mothers who died that day in the World Trade Center. All those kids who grew up whose daddies were policemen and firemen who never came home. And all the kids whose moms and dads were in the military and died over the next few years fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, never came home. America never be the same. But man, we always fight back. Always fight back. Well, I wrote that book, Power of Relentless. Man, we're the most relentless country in the history of mankind. When we get back, I'll talk about an issue that kind of dropped off the face of the earth because it is 9/11. And that is that we won last night big time, and Trump won big time in the North Carolina 9th Congressional District special election. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Dan Bishop wins. Carried across the finish line by Pitbull, Bulldog, Donald J. Trump. Victory! Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $8,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because of my doctor suggests I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline-structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline-structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT. All right, so welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. More good news, by the way, before I get to the North Carolina victories last night, which the media's ignoring, which were huge victories. Another big piece of news, besides the fact that the Supreme Court allows Donald Trump's asylum policy. Thank you, United States Supreme Court. August migrant family apprehensions up 100% over last year. 100% up. Great job, President Trump. Border Patrol agents apprehended 25,000 family unit aliens, to be exact, 25,057, during the month of August. While this represents a third straight month-to-month decline, the numbers are still nearly double the same month in 2018, so we still have a problem, but at least they're catching them. They're catching them. So that's the good news. The apprehension of migrant families by U.S. Border Patrol agents in August jumped by nearly 100%. So we're catching them, but they're coming in huge numbers. So it's kind of a bittersweet thing there, good and bad. But there's nothing bittersweet about our victory with Dan Bishop in North Carolina last night. Ninth congressional district special election. Democrats were so certain Dan Bishop was going down to defeat. And there's just so many angles to every one of these races, you know? I was on Dr. Sebastian Gorka's show yesterday on CLM Radio. And he asked me about the race, and I said, listen, if Trump loses, it's the biggest loss in the history of the world. It's on every front page. Everyone will be talking about it. And if Trump wins, it'll be completely forgotten. And that's exactly what happened. Trump won, and it's completely forgotten. Now, number one, because the media wanted to bury it, and they don't want to talk about it. Number two, it is the 9/11 anniversary, so it was easy for the media to bury it. There's a lot of things to talk about on the 9/11 anniversary that have nothing to do, of course, with politics. But the media is glad to have that as the cover story. Do you think that it would have been buried if it was 9/11 anniversary today and Dan Bishop had lost? Because there were so many angles to this race. First of all, Dan Bishop was kind of an extreme right-wing Republican candidate who supported the transsexual bathroom ban in North Carolina. Very controversial, made a lot of people upset. It's the reason sporting teams canceled sporting events in North Carolina, made them look like they were anti-gay, and they were homophobes, they were this, they were that. And he's not exactly a good-looking guy, and he's a bald guy, and, you know, he's not a great candidate. He had no great personality. And so he ran against a guy who did have a good personality and was considered extremely moderate and a good candidate on the Democratic side. And Dan Bishop had every disadvantage. The other guy's named Dan McCready, the Democrat, is a really good candidate. And the Democrats keep picking really good candidates. We keep picking bad ones. So Bishop was dead. He was done. Dead in the water. He was down 17 points 3 weeks ago. And Donald Trump comes there and throws a rally, and Vice President Pence comes there and campaigns with Dan Bishop door to door, and suddenly they pull out front and they win this thing last night. They win this thing. Donald Trump brought him to the finish line. And right next door, we have Congressional District 3, and Republican Greg Murphy wins North Carolina's third congressional district in a special election. So we get two big wins last night. Democrats were hoping for two big losses, and they would have said, that's the bellwether. Trump's dead. It's over. That's the barometer. And not only that, but Democrats in the media admit Trump is the reason those GOP candidates swept the North Carolina special elections. They give the credit to our great president, Donald J. Trump. Great job.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is moving to ban flavored e-cigarette products. Speaking at the White House, Azar says the data shows the number of teens vaping is skyrocketing because of flavored products, including bubblegum and mango. As we mark 18 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, a man who lost his mother at Ground Zero has a message for Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorists, members of Al-Qaeda, killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My four children are all members. Man, who would do that unless they really believed in something? It's my third year. My four kids have been a member for 3 years. I've saved $54,000. That's real money. $18,000 a year for 3 years in premiums alone. And they've reimbursed pretty much everything I've needed them to reimburse. And I've had three doctor visits all paid for in full. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. I had kidney stones, and they paid for everything minus the deductible. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, and it's a low deductible. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. All right, we've got our guest here, David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of Trump and the Jews. His website's davidrubinisrael.com and shilohisraelchildren.org. David Rubin, or I should call you Mayor David Rubin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
I wonder if you realize that there were news reports all over the world about what I said about Trump 2 weeks ago. I'm that guy who said that that Trump is like the king of the Jews and that he's beloved in Israel and he's the greatest thing that ever happened to the Jews of Israel as far as any American president in history. And I got savaged in the media so viciously, I've never seen anything, including the Israeli media, the Jerusalem Post, tried to savage me for merely saying off the cuff on my national TV show that Trump is beloved in Israel. He's like the king of the Jews over there. That's how they treat him. And he's the greatest leader in world history for the Jewish people. No president's ever been as good to Israel. Is there anything I said that you would disagree with?
Wow. Wow. Jerusalem Post. You know, Jerusalem Post panders to the left far
right.
too often.
Right. That's what they attack.
So that is the issue. Look, a lot of people, you know, Netanyahu is not well liked among the left in the United States, unfortunately, among a big part of the left, because he's very friendly with Trump, and he's built such a good relationship with President Trump. But likewise, in Israel, there are some on the left in Israel that don't want to speak positively about Trump because Netanyahu has a good relationship with him. So it goes both ways. But no, there's nothing wrong with what you said. In fact, Prime Minister Netanyahu's son, who's, you know, in his 20s, said that in a recent interview, he said that Trump is like a rock star in Israel.
Right.
And it's really true. It's really true. He's very popular. He's popular across the political spectrum because he's done so much to strengthen the relationship between the United States and Israel.
All right, so let's talk about 9/11. Today is the anniversary of 9/11, and the first question I want to ask David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, how likely is another terrorist attack on U.S. soil similar to 9/11, a massive terror attack on U.S. soil?
Well, the chances of another 9/11 of the magnitude of the actual 9/11 attack, I would say, is not that great today. Because the best defense is a good offense. Okay, anyone who knows the game of basketball can tell you that the best defense is a good offense, and the security forces have been very active, very proactive in stopping the terrorism. You know, people sometimes wonder where's the terrorism? Why hasn't there been a Muslim terrorist attack in the past couple of years in the United States, that is, or why are most of the terrorist attacks or the violent attacks random attacks. So you have to understand that the ideology has not gone away. The ideology, the jihadist Islamic ideology that produced the attacks on 9/11 have not gone away. They've just gone below the radar because the security forces and the intelligence, American intelligence, and by the way, they're being aided by Israeli intelligence to a great extent, they have stopped attacks preemptively and preventively. And that's how you fight terrorism in the best way.
Is it necessary, we're talking to David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of Trump and the Jews. Is it necessary for Trump to ratchet up sanctions against Iran?
Well, Trump already has ratcheted up sanctions against Iran. But I don't think there are any limits. You can make it as tough as possible, and it should be as tough as possible. But I don't think it's going to stop their nuclear race. I don't think it's going to stop them from producing a nuclear bomb, ultimately. Ultimately, that's going to have to be done through military means, whether it's by the United States, Israel, or any combination of international forces. But it's going to have to be done at some point. The purpose of the sanctions, or the effect of the sanctions, is to weaken Iran economically so that they can't be supporting terrorism around the world, to apply pressure on them so they can do less damage around the world, and to encourage them to somehow come to an accommodation. I have my doubts about whether that's going to be possible. I they are hardcore ideologues, but the attempts have to be made.
All right, so here's the big reason I had you on the show, because obviously coming up on September 17th, which is just a few days from now, Israel has a special election. Benjamin Netanyahu faces two opponents. It seems like yesterday, it was so recently that Netanyahu won. So I'm not quite sure what happened. I guess he couldn't form a majority government. We don't understand your form of government, parliamentary government, but he couldn't form, even though he won, he couldn't form a majority government, so they had to have a new election, even though they just had an election. And so now he's got two opponents. What's going to happen over there? Everybody wants to know, and I don't have the answers. Let's hope you do. David Rubin, tell us what's going on.
Well, sometimes Israeli democracy, sometimes Israelis don't understand Israeli democracy. It's so unwieldy. But it is democracy on steroids. Yeah, you have to understand how a parliamentary democracy works. Parliamentary democracy, generally, there are about four or five parties that are in the government. They form a coalition, maybe two of them, or maybe three of them maximum, in order to get a majority in the parliament. In the Israeli parliament, you have to form a coalition with about seven or eight different parties. But because the two major parties, the main right-of-center party is Likud, the main left-of-center party, the blue and white party, is headed by Benny Gantz, a former chief of staff who has never been in politics. And each of them is predicted, according to the polls, the latest polls, is predicted to get about 30 seats in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. 30 seats in a 120-seat parliament gives you less. Gives you one quarter of the parliament. You need half in order to govern, in order to have a coalition. So after the elections, whoever gets recommended by the most parties that exist, that are elected to the Knesset, whoever gets recommended to be prime minister by the most has to start negotiating with all of them to see if he can form a governing coalition, meaning a majority, to get up to that 60 seats that's needed. And it's very difficult when the country is so split.
Well, just like America, badly, badly split. What's your prediction? You think Netanyahu's going to pull out of this okay?
I think Netanyahu is either going to win or not win, but I think he's going to be the one given the mandate to form the coalition. Now, if that sounds more confusing to you, I'm going to explain. What that means is that he could end up not getting the most votes, meaning not getting the most seats in the parliament, but he could still be the one given the mandate if he has the most parties recommending him to be the prime minister.
I get it. You got to cobble together enough to create a majority. So,
correct.
Recently he did win, right? We're not crazy in America. Netanyahu won.
No,
but
no,
it did happen. Together.
It did happen. You're not dreaming. It just happened in April.
April, right?
And yeah, and he, yes, he won. He got the his party got the most votes, and he was given the mandate to create the governing coalition. However, he was not able to form a coalition with enough of the parties, and he wasn't able to get to 60 seats. And the other, his main competitor, Benny Gantz, of the Blue and White Party, was also, had even less of a chance of forming a governing coalition.
So they had to form a new election.
Netanyahu did what is within his rights as prime minister. He called for new elections. And so there are new elections now.
All right, well, we hear the music. David, we got to run. We'll have you back the day after the next election to figure out what the heck just happened. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of Trump and the Jews, website davidrubinisrael.com. Thank you, David. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, my second home is Park City, Utah. I love Park City, Utah. I just got a note from a realtor in Park City. We experienced our first snowfall in the past day, and I clicked on it, and there's a picture of Park City in the snow. Wow. It's September 11th, and it snowed. That is hilarious. That is wonderful. It's just such a beautiful sight. What is more beautiful in this world than a beautiful mountain and ski resort and snow falling? There is just nothing more beautiful as far as I'm concerned. All right, AmFest 19... The opposite of snow, by the way. It's in Miami, Florida. It's at the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event of the year. For anyone who loves Trump, for anyone who wants to see Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, and any Trump super fan who wants to have a blast, head to the Doral Hotel, Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th. Headline speakers at AmFest 19 include Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and acting legend Robert Davi. And, of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I know that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. What an event. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sexy, sizzling Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Featured speaker, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. And don't forget, coming up is Newsmax TV. Make sure you tune in for the last hour of the show on television. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, five nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Let's see, today is Wednesday, right? I did a Bill O'Reilly interview earlier today, so you'll see me with Bill O'Reilly open the show, as we do every Wednesday. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. Here's a number. We'll connect you directly to your local cable system, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Okay, so I told you, we've exhausted 9-11. We've talked about 9-11 a lot. And I'll talk about it again in the next hour to open the show on Newsmax TV. But I think of major importance today, certainly nothing will be as important as 9-11 ever again on 9-11 anniversary. But The fact that Republican Dan Bishop wins North Carolina's 9th congressional district is huge news. He was down 17. Democrats thought it was a fait accompli he'd lose. And so the media decided he's going to lose. Therefore, we got to call it the most important race ever. And if he loses, it's a bellwether. It is a barometer. It is an absolute sign that Trump is dead in 2020 or he's in big trouble. In 20, well, I predicted if he won, they just dropped the whole thing. They never mentioned it again. This is the fraudulent fake news media. There's such frauds, it's unbelievable. And that's exactly what happened. He won, and the media just ignored it. He won by 4,000 votes, 94,000 to 90,000. 50.8% to 48.6. It's a very close district. And Trump pulled him over the finish line. Trump had a rally on Monday night, and next thing you know, Bishop was way down. Next thing you know, he wins. That rally was the difference. President Trump gloated Tuesday night, trolled the fake news CNN and MSNBC. He said, he tweeted out, Dan Bishop was down 17.3 weeks ago. He asked me for help. We changed the strategy together. He ran a great race. Big rally last night. Now it looks like he's going to win. CNN and MSNBC are moving their big studio equipment and talent out. Stay tuned. And meanwhile, Greg Murphy won too. Greg Murphy was in the district right next door in North Carolina, 3rd congressional district. And he won by a landslide. He won 60% to 38%. District stretches from eastern North Carolina, including the Outer Banks and the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune. So it's a good Republican district. And President Trump traveled to North Carolina, held a rally in Fayetteville to boost support for both Greg Murphy and Dan Bishop. Greg Murphy, a physician, defeated Democrat Alan Thomas and two others to succeed the late GOP Representative Walter Jones Jr. With 80% of the precincts reporting, Murphy received 60.7% of the vote. President Trump celebrated Tuesday night, one down, one to go. Greg Murphy projected to win in the great state of North Carolina. Trump loves winning, man. This guy loves winning. And Democrats had to admit, it's about Trump. Trump took credit, and Democrats admit he's right to take credit. The wins precluded the typical stories that would have appeared if the GOP lost, Republican Party in disarray after stunning losses leading into 2020. But on the other hand, Trump won the 9th district by 12 percentage points in 2016. Mitt Romney won it by 10, so I guess he's not hated or in disarray. Trump did have an effect, and even some Democrats are forced to admit it. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairwoman Sherry Bustos acknowledged the president contributed to Bishop's win, writing in a statement, "We fell an inch short tonight, but it took more than $6 million in outside Republican spending and a last-minute Trump rally to seal the Democratic candidate Dan McCready's fate in the 9th District." His rally in Fayetteville, Trump's rally, brought out the base, and he was in rare form. "To stop the far left, you got to vote in tomorrow's special election," Trump said. "Because Dan McCready is a dangerous proponent of sanctuary cities and an opponent of the Second Amendment." Just recently, Mecklenburg County set free an illegal alien charged with first-degree rape and crimes against a child. "Support for sanctuary cities is disloyalty to America. And McCready wants sanctuary cities with all those protections for people who are serious criminals. Tomorrow's a chance for you to send a clear message to the America-hating left." Folks, that's how you win elections. That's it right there. Trump is right. That's how you win elections. Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered, coming up now on Newsmax TV. 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
.org.